First of all, I'd like to really commend the choir and Kelly for picking out the song to begin our Mass today. It speaks very well to what the liturgy is about, the Day of the Lord, which is in contrast to what a lot of our culture and what a lot of people try to portray with the end being near. There's a lot of times where that's pursued as being kind of a doom and gloom time. But in essence, what we hear from Jesus today is more of a different perspective. And what the song pointed out in that upbeat tone is something we look forward to, not something we fear. One thing that we can pull from the readings today about the end times is to know where to seek refuge. Oftentimes, we try to deny suffering. Sometimes we try to look away from it. We see the problems of the world as too big to deal with. But we don't own our responsibility in how we contribute to that brokenness and figure that's someone else's problem. I don't have to deal with that. But I think the first reading from Malachi provides some insight by urging us to seek the healing rays of God. Maybe think I'm too far gone in my sin. Maybe fear paralyzes you. So rather than addressing it, we can tend to run away. But the prophet indicates that great comfort can be realized if we seek God out and ask to be healed. When the time comes, will you and I be strong enough to flee to the Lord, trusting in his mercy, rather than fleeing from him because we know we need that healing in our brokenness? Another truth that we can glean is acknowledging the complacency that you and I can tend to have. We could take a hold of our faith. We could do our prayers. We come to church. We read the Bible. But is that where we leave it? I believe our faith is asking us about a total transformation, not just on the surface. We could tend to perform in all the right ways, but we also sometimes pick and choose what we want to believe. On the outside, it seems like we do all the right things, but at the same time, we could tend to occupy ourselves in idle gossip and make judgments on others. Maybe we even give a little money to the poor fund, but we do nothing when an opportunity presents itself to understand just how it is from day to day for that poor person, what their background story might be. Just taking that little time to listen. Charity, my brothers and sisters, is a very difficult virtue because it can convict us of how much we need to really pay attention to our neighbor in need who may be sitting right next to us. And sometimes that can even translate into our jobs, our place of employment on a daily basis. Catholic social teaching speaks of redirecting our vision, understanding the dignity of work. Work isn't just about the relief of physical needs. It's part of the meaning of our life. It can be a path to growth, our own development, and our personal fulfillment, as the late Pope Francis has paraphrased. There has to be a balance between keeping our eyes on heaven and being faithful to our duties in the here and now. It's that famous Catholic adage that Father Frank has talked about in several of his homilies. We are already in the kingdom, but not yet. So we have one foot here and one foot there at the same time. And then finally, I think all of this has to be looked at in light of the resurrection. That event totally changed and rocked the foundations of everything. And I think there's a tendency for us to maybe take that for granted. We hear it all the time, but the radicality of that message of the resurrection changed absolutely everything about what we understand in our faith and in our worldview. Everything that we know of on this side of eternity has an end. So putting our faith in political systems, nations, or anything that has to do with this side of eternity is simply temporary. The resurrection gave us the idea and transformed the idea that this is not the end, but we have something we can look forward to. Nature and all that is in it, our pain, our suffering, our structures, including our buildings, all of it has an end. And this time of year, it's good to meditate on that. We get to see it very poignantly in nature itself as the leaves begin to fall and life begins to change. But we know that death does not have the final word. Just as when spring comes around and everything comes back to life, that is just a foreshadowing of what the resurrection taught us, that our faith and trust should not be in the finite things of reality, but in God's power to raise us up again. Death and sin, the old world, no longer has power over us. If we simply persevere, enduring the stress and hardship, we can trust that you and I will be restored. The resurrection was the climax that shook what we thought we knew about this life and turned it upside down. And it truly is the day of the Lord. Even though our Christian lives are contrary to the ways of the world, and it's difficult to witness lifestyles that are harmful, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. It's hard for us as good Christians because we desire the conversion of all sinners, including ourselves. But we must remain steadfast in the faith and draw others to the joy you and I can experience, because we firmly believe that Jesus' resurrection proves that God is the victor of all. And we look forward to that day of the Lord.